America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Testimony is expected to continue this morning in the murder trial of a South Suburban man accused of murdering a young Muslim boy. Will County Sheriff's Deputy Victoria Januvak wiped away tears during the first day of testimony yesterday at the county courthouse in Joliet. Januvak was among the first officers to find the body of 6-year-old Wadia Alfayumi, who suffered multiple stab wounds in October of 2023. In body cam video played in court, you can hear Januvak scream upon seeing the child. Joseph Chuba is accused of murdering Wadia and severely injuring his mother. Prosecutors say Chuba attacked the two due to their Muslim faith and the Israel-Hamas war. He maintains his innocence. Today's city council meeting is expected to include a fierce debate over Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to borrow $830 million for capital projects. Johnson says the money would pay for bridge upgrades, street repairs, and $100 million in much-needed lead pipe replacements.
If we ignore the cost of these maintenance and repair projects, it will only cost us more in the long run. Doing maintenance on a bridge is much more affordable than repairing for a bridge collapse.
Critics like downtown Alderman Bill Conway take issue with the plan's payment structure. The city would make interest-only payments for roughly 20 years. CFO Jill Jaworski says that's because the city is currently paying down past debt and can't afford to make interest and principal payments sooner without big tax hikes. Local cultural leaders want Chicago to mobilize a response to big changes in how the federal government funds arts under Trump. At yesterday's meeting of the city's Cultural Advisory Council, members said this is a time of crisis for the arts. It was the group's first meeting since President Donald Trump's second term began. Already, his administration has issued sweeping changes to federal arts grants. Steppenwolf Theater Company's executive director, Brooke Flanagan, said Chicago has an opportunity in this moment. It's to, quote, show what supporting artists and artist organizations can look like in our nation. Others say they want the city's cultural department to issue direction and strategy. A new WBEZ analysis tracks how rent prices in every Chicago neighborhood have changed over the past century. In decades past, much of the city was reasonably affordable for most Chicagoans. However, since 2000, the data show a rapid decline in the number of neighborhoods lower and middle-income renters can afford in the city. Alexander Herman is a housing researcher at the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says there's a simple reason for the squeeze renters are feeling today.
Rents have far outpaced incomes over the last handful of years and have risen pretty considerably.
The analysis confirms this for Chicago. Since 2000, the city's median rent grew 3 times faster than the city's median household income. Other things you should know about today. Preliminary election results from yesterday's local elections in the suburbs are in. The embattled mayor of Dalton, Tiffany Hanyard, received just 12% of the vote against her opponent, village trustee Jason House. Larry Dominic appears headed for a 5th term as Cicero Town president. And the contestant for Aurora mayor looks like it's heading for an April 1st runoff election between incumbent Richard Irvin and alderman-at-large John Lash. Jury selection continues today in the Highland Park mass shooting trial. 11 jurors have been impaneled out of the 18 needed before a trial can begin. Robert Cremo III is accused of killing 7 people in one of the worst mass shootings in Illinois history at Highland Park's 4th of July parade in 2022. A key source of data collection on the health of new mothers and infants in Illinois is indefinitely on hold under the Trump administration. The PRAM survey has been administered since the late 80s in an effort to decrease maternal and infant mortality. Public health researchers say the disruption prevents the state from addressing the worst pressing issue facing pregnant mothers and their babies. A look at weather. Today, rain is likely this morning, a high near 47 degrees. It'll be cooler by the lake. Tonight, slight chance of rain with a low around 33 degrees, and Thursday will be cloudy and breezy with a high near 44. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.